This goes to Dr. Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N. Fax 989-668-0423 regarding Lois. I'll spell this last name, K-O-W-A-L-E-W-I-C-Z, like zebra. Date of birth, 8/20/1945. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a consultation for Mrs. Kowalski, which, or whatever her name is, however you say that, Mrs. Lois, for Miss Lois K. Her, for stage 3B chronic kidney disease. She did not have normal kidney function as far back as 2019. Her creatinine at that time was 1.02, and the estimated GFR was 53. 10/13 of 2020, the GFR was 51 with a creatinine of 1.06. And she did have a heart attack that was in May of 2023. She was feeling very poorly, so she went to the emergency room. Her EKG showed that she was having a NSTEMI. So she was transferred to the Meyer Health Center at Spectrum. She did have a cardiac cath lab, and she had severe multivessel disease. And at that time, they did not put any stents in. But then she did a cardiac MRI, and that showed a severely dilated left ventricle with ejection fraction of 26%. And she felt that she's not a surgical candidate. So she was taken back to the cath lab to February 8th for a stent in the LAD, and then again on 2/10. For a stent in the RCA. She had some mild dyspnea after she started Brilinta, so that was stopped. She did not tolerate that. She also was intolerant of Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, and Entresto, which was tried later by the cardiology, her cardiologist. But she did not tolerate that either, so she is currently not on either any of those medications. She's feeling better at this point, and she's here for evaluation of the worsening of renal function. May 19th, 2023, creatinine is 1.58 with a GFR of 32. Then May 30th, creatinine 1.36 with a GFR of 40. 6/7 of 23, creatinine 1.48, GFR 36. 6/22/23, creatinine 1.71. GFR down to 30, 7/17/23, creatinine 1.84, GFR 28, 8/30/23, creatinine 1.51, GFR 35, 9/7/23, creatinine 1.49, and GFR 36. Most recently, 10/12/23, creatinine is 1.4 with a GFR up to 49, and that may be her current baseline. She currently denies any chest pain or palpitations. She does have some shortness of breath on exertion, but none at rest. No orthopnea, no wheezing or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No constipation. No edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudy foaminess or blood, and she feels like she urinates adequate amounts. Past medical history, coronary artery disease with ischemic cardiomyopathy and low ejection fraction, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, a history of NSTEMI in February of 2023, history of a DVT, and anxiety. Past surgical history, she's had appendectomy, bilateral cataract extraction, and cardiac cath times two, in February 8th and February 10th, with stents placed on, two stents placed totally. Social history, she has never smoked cigarettes. She occasionally consumes alcohol. She denies illicit drug use. She is married and is retired. Family history is significant for phlebitis, phlebitis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Brilinta, B-R-I-L-I-N-T-A, and Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A. Medications, she's on Synthroid 125 milligram Monday through Friday, and she doesn't take any on the weekend. Amlodipine 5 milligram daily, Metoprolol 50 milligram, 50 milligram daily, Eliquis 5 milligram daily, Crestor 5 milligram 3 times a week, magnesium oxide 400 milligram twice a day, aspirin 81 milligram daily, and latanoprost eye drops, one drop to each eye for glaucoma. Physical examination. Height is 69 inches, weight 174 pounds, pulse 77, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large delt cuff, 150 over 84. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema, brisk capillary refill, 2+ fetal pulses. In labs and diagnostic studies, as previously stated, the most recent creatinine was done on 10-12 of 23 at 1.4 GFR 39. Electrolytes are normal, calcium is 9.2. She also had a creatinine done 9-12 of 23, and that was 1.49 with a GFR of 36. She had a urinalysis done March 27th of this year, negative for blood and 30+ protein. 3:30 of 2023, creatinine 1.29. GFR. Was about 45 at that time. During the procedure, 2:13 of 23, creatinine was high at 1.62 with a GFR 31. But the ranges of the estimated GFR during hospitalization were between 31 and 45. It did fluctuate frequently. And CBC, normal, that was done 5/19/23, normal platelets, hemoglobin 12.8, white count 6.5. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to ischemic cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction and exposure to the IV contrast for the cardiac catheterizations that occurred in February of this year. Although it appears that the creatinine levels have stabilized and she will probably stabilize between 35 and 40 on the GFR, we suspect. And we would like her to continue to have lab studies done every one to three months. If the levels stabilize, then after several more lab tests, we will just have her do them every 3 months. We will add phosphorus levels, a CBC, and a one-time parathyroid hormone. also albumin and calcium to our lab tests that we want to monitor. We are scheduling her for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan at the Carson City facility, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.